Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. It's the white lung pop, highest ever, foreign born. Rand Paul saves a life, the Trump counter to the debate, and the first mission to the moon in over 50 years. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, doctors in Ohio and Massachusetts are saying there's been a spike in child pneumonia cases. 142 cases in Cincinnati. Specifically, it's being called the white lung. This technically somehow meets the Ohio Department of Health's definition of an outbreak. Ever since COVID, of course, everyone's all jittery about everything. But neither of these outbreaks are from a novel pathogen, and not all of the pneumonia cases are being caused by the same infection. It's just winter. Kids get sick. But we see China with people dressed in hazmat suits spraying down the city streets with chemicals like March 2020, and we think we got to do again what China did. A doctor at Johns Hopkins said, "I would caution against extrapolating one Ohio county to a country of 330 million people." The foreign-born population in America hits 49.5 million people, the largest ever in American history. This has increased by 4.5 million since Joe Biden took office. The Biden administration has added more immigrants to the nation's population than the annual number of U.S. births in under 3 years. So 1 year of birth, 2.5 years of foreign-born growth. Rand Paul saved a life. His fellow senator, Joni Ernst from Ohio, started choking at a closed-door lunch. Every Senate luncheon is hosted by a different senator, and they showcase the local delicacies from that state. And this lunch was hosted by Iowa, steak provided by the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, and the host, Joni Ernst, was choking. So Rand Paul did the Heimlich. She later wrote on Twitter, "I can't help but choke on the woke policies that Dems are forcing down our throats. Thanks, Dr. Rand Paul." There's a Republican debate again next week for some reason. During the first debate, Donald Trump did an interview with Tucker Carlson. The second debate, he went to a car part factory in Michigan. The third debate, he held a rally in a Miami suburb nearby. And this fourth debate, he will be hosting a closed door fundraiser in Florida. The remaining candidates are Chris Christie, Vivek, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis. More than 50 years since we last landed on the moon, the U.S. will again try to land on it January 25th. This time a private company, a first, Astrobotic. They'll be dropping off equipment for the NASA's Artemis manned missions, which are scheduled for December 2025. I'm Mike Slater. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Things are changing fast in America, and some of the new looks are simply bizarre. For example, if you watch the NFL halftime programs, you see guys in $1,000 suits wearing ugly sneakers. Why? It's not suitable, so to speak. Along with clueless dressing comes terrible manners. Many younger Americans believe they are entitled to the kindness of strangers, but feel no need to reciprocate that largesse. There's a reason. When you live in the cyber world, standards of behavior are not present. Simply put, the culture is in trouble. Book reading has drastically declined because people cannot concentrate for more than 20 minutes. They begin to fidget. They reach for the device. Did I miss a text? Did some cyber gossip escape me? Look at the junk on primetime television. Naked people on islands stabbing each other in the back? Well, that's easier to do if you're unclothed. The F word now is common as please. Bad grammar, a badge of honor. Tattoos swallow up skin. And even the indigenous people of New Guinea are appalled by all the piercings. Here are some other things on the endangered species list. Church going, punctuality, saving money, self-discipline, respect, kindness to the elderly, due process, keeping your word, sincere contrition. Yeah, I'm an old school guy, but I know things were much more sane when sneakers roamed the playgrounds, not the boardrooms. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Kevin Martin, Draycott, Massachusetts. Bill, could you please explain why most of the media coverage about Hamas seems to push the narrative that the terrorist organization is distinct and totally separated from the Palestinian people? Because they want the progressive media doesn't want the terror specter involved here. What they want is to sell a false narrative that Israel oppresses poor Arabs for no reason. Apartheid, just like South Africa, okay? You heard the chant, Israel wants to kill these people. That's what the progressive left is putting out there. So if you were to actually inject some realistic stuff into the narrative, no, they don't want that. Janice McEwen, Rockville, Missouri. A standing observation about the lack of manners, respect, and dress styles, starting with the parents. As an educator for more than 30 years, it saddens me to see how this generation is glued to social media, and that's what many parents are modeling. It's a dark time in America. So Janice is talking about my column called Sneaker Nation, okay? And it's on BillO'Reilly.com. We drop the column every Sunday, where I say that standards are just cratering in this country. It's true. And I give a million, but it's not the parents. I don't think it's the parents, Janice. It's the adults. Look at the NFL halftime shows. $1,000 suits. Jack Victor suits. Jack Victor's nice suits. Sneakers. What? Read the column. Appreciate you reading it, Janice. In a moment, something you might not know. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age. And work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's PolicyGenius.com. Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 85 years ago, Frank Sinatra was arrested in Hackensack, New Jersey. His crime, allegedly, the seduction of a reputable woman. That was a law. Here is the story. Young Frank began his music career in a group called the Hoboken Four. The then 23-year-old crooner was very popular among females. After performing at a club called the Rustic Cabin, Sinatra had a romantic liaison with a local woman. The singer was arrested on November 27, 1938, charged with seduction. According to the complaint, Frank promised to marry the girl and then dumped her. However, she was already married, which made the act of seduction null and void. But authorities then accused Sinatra of adultery. That charge was later dropped. In total, Frank Sinatra spent less than a day in jail, was released on $500 bond. 18 months after his arrest, Frank dropped his first single recording, Polka Dots and Moonbeams. For the next 50 years, the singer is one of the biggest acts in the world. He released 59 studio albums, 20 live records, and had more than 200 singles on the Billboard charts. Frank Sinatra died in 1998 from a heart attack. He was 82 years old. The night of his death, the Empire State Building was illuminated in blue as a tribute to Old Blue Eyes, Sinatra's nickname. And here's something else you might not know. Sinatra's reputation as a Las Vegas carouser earned him his own signature cocktail. To this day, folks on the Strip can order the chairman of the board, three shots of American whiskey, four ice cubes, and a tablespoon of water. Sinatra loved booze and tobacco so much, he was buried with a bottle of Jack Daniels, two packs of Camel unfiltered cigarettes, and his favorite Zippo lighter. Not sure whether those items did him any good with St. Peter. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.